Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Monday morning, so we are talking about practical Christianity. Does what you believe work? We've been talking about God's purpose and our purpose and how in our spirit we have already fulfilled that purpose. We have already fulfilled everything God requires of us. That's how he can say that, you know, what we are complete in him, that we have his mind, that we are one in him. In our spirit, that is all true. Our problem is our soul, our mind, will, and our emotions. And our goal here on this earth, during our time here, is to overcome those hindrances. And we do that by joining God in the projects he gives us. It's through those projects that he reveals wounds that need to be healed. He reveals beliefs that we need to change. He reveals our flesh that we are depending on instead of depending on him. So it's a process. As we recognize that our purpose in him, in our spirit, has already been fulfilled, that stress of measuring up falls by the wayside. Now, the beliefs we carry, the beliefs we have consequences. If we don't believe the truth about who we are, about who God is, or about who others are, which gives us false expectations, we are going to continue to develop flesh and be wounded. Those are the primary consequences of continuing in believing lies. As we understand more and more what God's purpose is and join him, our soul joins in that purpose as well. We've been talking about the results of joining God in his purpose. And we discussed that nothing hinders God's purpose in our lives. Wherever you are right now is exactly where you and he have agreed is the right place at the right time for you. It is more important for him, from his perspective, from his viewpoint, and you know he's right, that you be going through whatever it is you're going through than what you think you may should be going through. Very often when we think of our situation, we blame people for it. We blame, right now we've got a lot of economic issues and some even natural disasters and political issues going on in the world. And there's a lot of fear and anxiety and change going on. And so we have a tendency to focus on what we consider the causes of those things. The more we really grasp the source, that the source of all things is God. Everything is from Him. The more we wait to hear from Him regarding our purpose and our involvement, we get so caught up in good and evil, and yet we have such a hard time. Blessings are from God, curses are from the devil. But think about that. That makes the devil equal to God. And he's not. He's not even equal to you. Your focus is not on what's going on out there. That may be a project God gives you to impact the world in a certain specific way. That's not your call. That's not your ministry or your gift. That may be a project He assigns you. When Jesus was here on this earth, God assigned Him the project of being the Savior. That's what He did while He was here. That wasn't an effect of His character. That never changed His identity. He didn't all of a sudden become the Son of God. He was the Son of God, is the Son of God. And one of the things He did, one of the many things He did, was to die on the cross and be resurrected. For you and I, your identity is sealed. It's finished. It's done. Our goal now is to live, to rule and reign here on this earth, learn how to be an overcomer. Now, a lot of times we think of overcomers and ruling and reigning as big things, you know, that we want to learn how to overcome time and space and change things in the world, big things, when very often God wants us to start with the small things in our life. Our patience, our flesh, our habits, our thinking, our emotions. So we want to be aware that God's ways are not our ways, but that we can ask Him, and He will tell us, Lord, what is it I'm supposed to be working on right now? Because He wants you to join Him in that process. He's not a puppeteer with you just being a little puppet on the end of his string. He's not just telling you, okay, do this now. Now do this. In your spirit, you have already agreed with Him and are joining Him in everything He's doing in your life. Whatever you're going through, no matter how difficult it is, you've said yes to it because you know it's for your best. Don't be distracted. Don't fight against it. But learn what you are to learn. You can learn more through this situation. Now, there's times when we just need to get through it. And let God tell you that, too. Because there's a lot of times when things are so stressful, that's not a good time to be evaluating what's going on. Because your emotions are so high, or your thoughts are so scrambled, or there's confusion, It's always hard to learn how to use a sword in the middle of a battle. Just get through this battle, depending on God. Don't run from it. Just get through it. But do be aware while you're going through it. What is the problem here? Why am I feeling so out of control? What am I thinking? What are my emotions telling me? And while you're going through it, you may even want to keep a journal of some kind. You know, so many people going through this, I missed God. Or we missed God. You know, unfortunately, so many people have this idea that we're in this predicament because the church failed or is failing, that God is disappointed with the church. That is just the silliest thing in the world. There's just really no starting point to reveal how ridiculous that is. That misses God's character totally. But what we can do is, even if you can't overcome the situation now, what you can learn from it is what your particular stress issues are. When you're under stress, what do you do? What do you think? What thoughts are coming to your mind? What feelings are coming out? What beliefs are you trying to get to work? And just record it for now. And then when you're out of the situation, let those be seeds and really work with God and get those things settled. Now, some of the things he may say, yes, that's true. And I just had you go through that to learn endurance. But a lot of the things we believe that cause us stress, and I mean out of proportion stress, are because we are believing lies. And only God's truth will free you from that lie. Trying to understand it, trying to get more understanding or have people pray for you. Only God can help you through that, because he is the truth. And sometimes he puts us between a rock and a hard place just to keep us still. So you ask the Lord, what's going on? What you need to be doing now? And very possibly he may just say, just get through it. And let that be fine. So how do we join God in accomplishing his purpose now? Well, that phrase, learning to walk in the Spirit, has become so overused. But it is exactly the description of what we're learning to do. Now, we're not talking about a ethereal or a non-natural or real approach for us. You are a spirit being. That's your identity. That's your nature. You are now learning how to live and move and have your being on this earth as a spirit being. That's what living in the Spirit means, walking in the Spirit. It's not being spiritual. You are spiritual. You don't have to be it. You are it. You don't have to act like it. You don't have to ask for it. You are spirit. And in your spirit, you are walking in the Spirit. So learning to walk in the Spirit is merely your soul and body aligning with the walk you are already experiencing in your spirit. God is the one doing the teaching. He knows exactly what you need. If it were up to us to learn if we were the ones to pick and choose, we would continue to accommodate our temperament, our flesh, and our lies. We'd never get anywhere. But God Himself is the one who's providing the circumstances you need to join Him in His purposes. So it's going to be very individualized what you need. What someone else needs is going to be likely very different. This is, again, goes back to why it's so important that each one of us be able to hear God for ourselves, to be able to recognize His voice, to be able to test it, and then to be able to move forward. Develop a strategy, put it into action, and know that we are already in our spirit, complete, entire, and whole. When He thinks of you, He doesn't have to think far. You're right there. You're in Him. When we think of God thinking of us, very often it's, He has to turn His mind toward us. But you are part of His mind. He doesn't go through a list and go, oh, and get to your name and go, okay, now what's going on with him? What's going on with her? You're already fully joined with Him. He is not thinking of you in terms of, okay, at such and such a point, I'll be able to have a really good relationship with Him because He will, at that point, have developed spiritually enough where we can communicate. Or He will have proven Himself that He's faithful, that I can trust Him with this. That's not God. That's our misbeliefs. In your spirit, God's finished. You're complete. You're perfect in your spirit. You're done. So our problem is not God. Our problem is us. That's one of the problems. You know, when we go to Him, we ask Him for forgiveness, when we ask Him for more power or authority or blessing, you know, I can just imagine Him giving us this look with, what are you talking about? He's already given us everything we need for life and godliness. You already have all the power, all the authority, all the responsibility, all the wealth, the riches, the treasures of heaven, the treasures of this earth are yours right now. Everything you could ever ask for are yours right now. They're available in this realm. They're yours in the spirit. You need to connect the two of those. So the problem is not getting God to do something. This is why our prayers are so ineffective. We're asking God to do something He's already done. And what happens is we figure, okay, this prayer isn't working. We need to change the prayer. We need to change our actions. Rather than, let's look at the basic assumption that because we have failed or aren't praying right, God isn't responding the way we think he should. We need to just quit that. God is responding exactly the way he chooses. And he has created your circumstances so that in your soul you can begin to live as one of his sons. Learn to rule in his kingdom now. To be healed and whole now. To join him 100% now, spirit, soul, and body. But you're going to have to change. You're going to have to give up your beliefs. And the simplicity of Christ is often what's astounding. So we want to make knowing him complex and a challenge. It's not that hard. Once you get the hang of it. Now, at first, it's really difficult because we're going against our own beliefs and our own flesh and our own friends and those we fellowship with. But once you get the hang of it, it's pretty simple. It makes sense the way God does things, which, of course, you'd figure that would be the case. So let him do the teaching. In your spirit, you've already accomplished his purpose. Follow him, and you will accomplish his purpose in your soul and your body. So, recognizing that we've already joined him in our spirit, is there anything we can do to join him in accomplishing his purpose now, rather than besides just waiting? Absolutely. And it's a stance toward him. It's an approach. It's a putting that simplicity into action in our lives. And I'm sure there's many ways of approaching this. If God gives you a better illustration, and in fact, I'd love to hear from you. But I've always seen it as being in a teaching setting, in a classroom setting. So first, you show up for class. This is sometimes so simple, we forget to do it. God really only wants two things from us, our time and our attention. We usually don't grumble too much when others make a claim on our time and attention. But somehow, perhaps because we don't see a quick response, we have a hard time giving our time and attention to God. Your boss expects you at work at a certain time. You do what's ever necessary to be there, don't you? When you have a dentist appointment, you do whatever's necessary to be there on time and ready. When you pay your taxes, whatever requirements are, when you go driving, you know to drive on a certain side of the road. You know what those expectations are, and you do it. And maybe that's one of the reasons we often avoid really hearing from God. We don't want to give him our time and attention. If God is clear and he says, I want you to do thus and so, ooh, then we may have to do that. We may not have an excuse. Well, guess what? You don't anyway. Because it's not about you and God. It's about you and your spirit. Your spirit's not going to let your soul get away with this. You're only fighting yourself. You're only arguing with yourself. Don't drag God into this. He's already given you his stamp of approval. He's already adopted you. You're in the family. You're only fighting yourself. No wonder that's so stressful. So first, we show up for class. Second, we work on the assignments he gives us. Again, this involves really knowing what his ultimate agenda is. Recognizing and submitting our relationship to him. His sovereignty, our already embracing and fulfilling that sovereignty, and learning to abide and rest in him. We are to study to show ourselves approved, not to get ourselves approved. Let me repeat that. We are to study to show ourselves approved, not to get ourselves approved. We study, we work, we do our homework in order to reveal what God has already done. Then finally, we take the tests as they come. And when they come, his idea of tests, at least, the changes that he has made are revealed. This is, his tests are not to show us up or to show how much we've learned. His tests reveal how much he has changed us. They're for our sake, not for his. So when we approach each day this way, when he asks us to walk through difficult circumstances, even though they are stressful, knowing what it is he's doing, the most difficult times can become exciting and encouraging because we can depend on him. We've learned how to depend on him. So we are prepared for each day and everything each day holds. He tests us not to reveal what we have or have not learned, but to reveal his son in us. To reveal our spirit identity in us. Your spirit always gets an A+. Your grade will be, are you depending on God? Or are you trying to do this yourself? You either get an A+ or a failing grade. The goal is to depend on him, not to do it yourself, not to learn it yourself, not to change your own beliefs. God is going to do it. So thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. We'll be getting back together again tomorrow morning at 7:30. Until then, have a great day.